What's up, everyone? This is Philly Pat back on another episode of the Philly Pat Project. And excited for tonight, as always. Tonight, I am joined by my little man, my son, Nathan.
Hey.
And, yeah, excited. This is an episode for the people by a father and son, sharing our experiences, what we got going on lately, what things we're interested in, and, you know, just what life has been like for us lately. As always, I want to thank the listeners. I appreciate you guys for the motivation to keep going. Really, really appreciate it. Season 2 has been great, and I'm just super excited about what we're doing and where we're going. And as always, to the future listeners, welcome to the community here. We're building at the Philly Pat Project. We're excited to have you guys, and we hope that we're building something that is entertaining and enjoyable for you guys. And it's just as much fun for you guys as it is for us. Quick reminder, if you want to check out the merch, go to printify.com, search Philly Pat Project Designs, get your t-shirt, mugs, stickers, hoodies, lots of designs coming soon. And yeah, check it out and keep an eye on that. But yeah, tonight, episode 60. I actually looked. We are on our 60th episode, and I thought for something special, to hit this little milestone, that I would have a episode with just my son. He has been a wonderful addition to the podcast on quite a few episodes, but we don't always get to just sit down as father and son and kind of just talk about life. And I wanted to do that as something special for the 60th episode, and super, super excited to get into that. I want to start, though, in shouting out the Philadelphia 76ers and all my Philly fans. What an incredible series this has turned out to be. Just when you thought they were down and out, you get a 50-point monster explosion in Game 3 by Joel Embiid, MVP caliber performance, followed by an elimination game scenario in Madison Square Garden where Tyrese Maxey, Mad Maxey, decides, I got this, and puts on one of the best performances I have ever been able to witness. Reminded me so much of the early Allen Iverson days and just what he was doing. He's incredibly fast, incredibly gifted. Definitely played Batman and saved our season. Puts us in this awesome opportunity to tie the series for a Game 7 winner take all on Saturday by playing tonight, Game 6, at home. And I hope the Philly fans show up, show out, and let's take Game 6. Super, super excited. Playoff basketball is here, and we have got ourselves a series. So I look forward to watching that later. And shout out to all my friends who were able to go to the game or are watching the game as well. Just hope we have an incredible night before us. One of the best series. It's turned out to be one of the best series that I've watched in some time. Probably since the Toronto Sixers, back when Jimmy Butler was still with us. Reminds me a lot of that, just a back and forth. Hopefully a better outcome. We all know what happened, but I really, really like what's happening. And regardless, super, super excited for Maxey. Hope he gets that max contract. Hope we get to retain him and keep him, because him and Embiid together are just doing incredible things. And when Embiid gets back to full health, I can't wait to see like what happens. But go Sixers. Also, incredible start for the Phillies. Probably the hottest team in all of baseball. Just stellar pitching overall. Incredible at bats. All the big dogs showing up, showing out, and just, it's been a fantastic start to the season. Super excited to see where they go and just what they do. It really, really has been enjoyable to see, and catching the highlights and everything. It's been incredible. And Lastly, I know that the Flyers showed some promise, and I'm excited about that because hockey is my favorite sport. But as we're watching that rebuild and seeing what's happening there, one thing that is super exciting for me is this upcoming Eagles season. Probably one of the better drafts I've seen. They've had some good drafts the last couple of years, but overall, this was fantastic. I mean, both sides of the ball, offense and defense, special teams, every weapon that they have. I know the 53-man roster is yet to be determined. They got training camp, all that stuff. But, I mean, all the possibilities that we have, it is just mind-blowing what Howie Roseman has been able to do. He's done it again. And I'm really, really excited to see. I know we have a chip on our shoulder for what happened at the end of last season, but I really think that they wanted to like really tighten up. It seemed like they really listened to the fans and to themselves, just looking at their roster and saying these are some areas we can improve and would give us a really good chance. I'm super excited. The cornerback situation is really, really intriguing. The running back situation is really, really good. Some old school running style play is what I hope that they go with because they have the roster to do it. Very, very excited. But it always seems that, it's all happening right around the NBA playoffs. Like, this time of year just brings out all the fun possibilities. And if you're a Philly sports fan like me, you go through all the emotions. And regardless, you're right there. It's a love-hate relationship that I'm super excited that we're back in it. So, yeah. Just wanted to get that out there while I had an opportunity and while just the momentum of Philly sports is on fire right now. But with that being said, Nathan, I'd love to hear about what you got going on lately.
So far, right now, I'm just riding bikes around the complex, which is really fun with my friends, and just chilling.
Just chilling? Just straight chilling? Yeah, you're taking really good care of the bike. I'm really, really happy about that. And yeah, you're out there, man. The weather's breaking. You're out there riding your bike, man. It's fun to watch. I get to walk your brother, and I see you just riding, you know, your bike with your friends, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of joy to see. It really is.
Also, I have plans for summer for us.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? What do you got? Yeah.
So, kind of like what we've been thinking of lately, we should go skating.
Yeah, skate season is getting ready to start. Yep.
We haven't done this for like 4 years, so I'm hoping we could if we have enough money to. But go camping because it's really fun to do.
Yeah.
S'mores, go in the tent. Scary stories.
Yeah, I did just give away my camping gear, but I think there's some cabins and different stuff that I'd like to do just to be out in the environment. That would be kind of cool. I could see us doing that this summer. What's going on in the gaming world? What's going on? Yeah.
I'm planning on playing Mortal Kombat more. Maybe Call of Duty, because you said once you get the different Xbox.
Yes, the Xbox One, if inflation don't kill me first. Yeah.
Once I get a new TV, though.
Yes.
But we're working on it, so it will take time.
Yep.
There's no rush. planning on to get the Call of Duty 2 Black Ops, because it's my favorite one. Dad knows it.
Yeah, knows it's it. It's a fun game. I've enjoyed matches and zombies. It's one of the better Call of Duties I've played. It's just a household name. If you played Call of Duty, you played Call of Duty too. You know.
You can even ask my dad. Every time he would see me on the Xbox, I would either be playing Mortal Kombat or Call of Duty. If there's no Mortal Kombat, I would always be playing Call of Duty. He will see me all the time. But, like, we had every movie, unfortunately, because, like, the games keep frozen, but at least I still have Mortal Kombat. Boom, boom.
That's true. That's true. I'd be excited because it is a one-player game, so I'd love to sit down and watch it, just experience it. But the Batman Arkham Asylum series, I have the first three of that series on the Xbox, and that would just be incredible. I'd really, really enjoy you seeing that as a Batman fan and just kind of, you know, what that entails. So...
Yeah, I would love to try that. I mean, if we could, now that you got it in my mind, I kind of want to try it now. But as we're doing this podcast, we're thinking about it. But that would actually be pretty fun because experimenting or experiencing as Batman, like, not really, but, like, you know, figuratively, would still be really fun because I really like games. Like, I used to play Roblox. I still play Roblox, but getting less used to it. So I'm getting into new games.
Yeah.
More shooter games. Not to be brutal, but like it's still very fun.
I mean, you're a boy, man. That's what we like. What can we I mean, it's just it is what it is, right? But yeah, that would be exciting. I think that would be a series you'd really, really enjoy, especially for the graphics. I think it's some of the best graphics I've ever seen. So I would really enjoy being able to see you just have so much fun. I also think as your brother's getting older, who, hello, he's always in the background. He is so full of energy. He's the best, man. He's like guaranteed audio in every episode. You'll hear him at some point. It's great. We love it, but, yeah. But yeah, it'd be fun to see him, you know what I mean? When he's getting there. I want to get him in some fun things. But summer is coming up. Like you said, skate season is getting ready. It was, being in school, you know, like I have to take care of responsibilities, but, I've gotten a few sessions in trying to, you know, get my old legs, my, as I'm getting older, you know, as I'm in my, you know, mid 30s, legs are, you know, not what they used to be. So, trying to just condition that so that I can get going. I am looking forward to the skate season this year. More so, too, and this is also something that I love about skating with you personally, is just your ability to film things. Because I think that you have an eye and a capability to, like, really film good footage and, like, how to zoom in and, like, you know, as you're getting better with that, like... And seeing where that goes, because, like, you know, it graphics and videos and all those things are stuff that I love. And, like, these are things that I look forward to, like, enjoying with you as you're getting into it. It's, you know, one of the other aspects to the skate season that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah. I might do it during summer if you want to start recording.
No. Yeah, I mean, for sure. For sure. But yeah, so we got skate season, some video games, you know. What other things are you looking forward to this summer?
Top one, movies.
Movies. Okay.
Wait, just wait for Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
I think that's next year. But yes, actually, it would be part three, and I am super excited. For the new Spider-Man, animated Spider-Man. Obviously, that's an incredible series that we've watched together. But you, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good movies coming out, and I'm excited. I think the next film I want to get... It probably would have to do it at home now, but I would be interested in getting your opinion about Abigail. Because we've... Recently, we did Thanksgiving earlier at the end of the last year. And then we got all the Scream 7 updates and kind of, you know, where they might go with that. And then, of course, we have, Abigail. Abigail would be the next one that I'd want you to see. Especially because you've seen Scream 5 and 6 and that same directing duo did this. Vampires, campy, it's fun. I think you'd have a lot of fun with it. But, yeah, we'll have to wait for that at this point on home video. But get that on Amazon for sure.
Start watching more horror movies and getting more into horror movies.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, like, finding the content and, like, what is acceptable and what isn't. So I know what you could see. But you did recently see my favorite movie of all time.
Seven.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, watching you watch it was a lot of fun. But I was super impressed that you kind of called the ending as it was happening. Like, that's where I think this is going. I think he's going to be this. He's going to be Envy. And just watching the whole ending play out and knowing, like, wow, you're kind of really spot on is incredible. You have quite a gift there.
It's kind of funny how you're saying it because, like, you know, you can't give out spoilers. So.
Oh, we give out spoilers. Seven is the head in the box. I mean, it is what it is. We love that movie here. My all-time favorite film. But, I mean, it's a classic, and it was time.
We might, if we can, we might go to, I don't know what it's called, but horror convention?
Yeah, there's a couple coming up. I just gotta figure out which ones I can catch. But they have one in Raleigh. I'd like to go to the one in Raleigh, because Dewey's gonna be there. And that would be great to meet David Arquette. That would be adding to the list of great actors that I've, you know, got a chance to meet. So I'd be joyed if we got an opportunity to do
that. What was the last time I went there? It's like, it wasn't 10. I think it was 9, 8.
Nine. Well, let's see.
9. I'm pretty sure 9.
You were 9.
It was actually pretty fun. It was very fun.
It's definitely one of our highlights.
I was wearing my little Jason mask.
It was the best.
It was so funny. I think this year, this Halloween. No, it was last year. I was Scream, and this year I was the. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting what it's called, but I think the Purge. It was a Purge.
Yes,
mask. Yes,
you were the Purge. Yeah, that's a good series, too. I don't know how much of it you have seen, but that's also got a couple good, yeah. But, anyway, yeah, fun stuff.
Just growing up.
Yeah, you are growing up, man.
I'm already getting into sixth grade. Like, it's been pretty fast from, what is it, July, when school starts. It's November.
No, school starts at the end of August and runs through June. So you get like 2-3 months off for the summer.
But it's already May, right?
It's May 2nd. Yep.
My favorite thing that's going to happen soon is that during school, we're actually going to a baseball game on May 14th.
Oh, like one of the local games?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Nice, dude. Nice. I used to love that stuff when I was a kid, man. Going on field trips and doing stuff like that. Probably my favorite thing I got to do was go to Washington, D.C., which I've taken you to, but I got to go to Washington, D.C. in second grade? I think I was in second or third grade.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty awesome. But I always liked that stuff, man. And I think that's cool because Asheville don't really have a lot of, like, sports teams and stuff. Mostly just local stuff. But just to get the kids involved, man, you know. I mean, I grew up with sports. I'm a huge sports fan. So, I mean, you know, sports are something that I think just bring people together and, like, you know, is a lot of fun. And it's awesome to hear that your school is doing that. It's awesome to hear that's coming up for you, man. But, yeah, that's crazy. Sixth grade. Man, I remember when you were just a baby.
Second grade.
I remember
when I moved here.
I know.
It's been 4 years.
4 years basically. We've been here. No, yeah, we've been here 4 years, but, like, it's just mind-blowing to me that I remember, actually, thinking of the Sixers, I remember when you were a little baby, must have been like six, man. And you had the art history Allen Iverson shirt before you ruined it. But, you know, you were wearing it and you're jumping down the slide. And now here you are with a full personality and becoming a teenager. It is, wow. Okay.
I'm only 11, though.
You're, okay, yeah. But, I mean, 12, 13, like, ugh, man. Almost a teenager. This is something. But you're becoming a little musician, huh? Playing drums now. Still got to get you to play that guitar. But we got you playing some drums. That's pretty awesome to hear about.
I really love drums. But also, I just want to say this as a joke, just as an extra detail, because it's funny. But I would have had more field trips if it wasn't for COVID.
Yeah, that.
There's like three field trips I was going to go on to. But guess what? Nope. COVID.
Yeah.
It's just a joke. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine, bud. But no, you're right, man. COVID did slow things down. But we did get, I will say, we traveled down here. We got to explore down here. We eventually got to move down here. So it kind of helped us be able to, you know, we got to go to New York, which is a great town, great city. But it is so crowded there. And to be able to go there and there's like not a lot of people, obviously, you know, with the pandemic, it was cool to be able to experience New York without like a bunch of people just like in the way. It was kind of really nice. But I know what you're saying, man. Field trips are the best part of school. It's an opportunity to go to really cool places that you might not get to go.
I'm pretty sure I've said this on one of our podcasts before, but every time in Philly, I would see a big building.
Yeah, you still do it.
Is that New York?
You still do it. We go to Charlotte, like, you know, like three times a year at minimal, and every single time we drive out there, we at New York? No, but we're in Charlotte. We're nowhere near New York. It's like 12 hours north of us. But no, it was a good time. It was one of the more enjoyable memories that we've had for sure. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, I'm here for me, like as a dad, it's super cool to be able to talk to you about horror movies. Like I said, you just seen my favorite movie, and you know, it, as of, well, I don't know if it's changed since then, but, you know, just a couple of weeks ago was your favorite movie. So we have that shared. And then, obviously, we're excited for the Spider-Man. We're excited for Scream. Like, I get to enjoy that with you.
Oh, yeah. And Scream coming out this year, right?
No, it'll probably be next year.
Oh.
Yeah, they still gotta figure out casting and all that. I mean, you know, only Sid is confirmed, so I guess they gotta work out the details. But you know, it's awesome, man. It's awesome to be able to do this stuff with you. I will say though, there's one little small hope that I have. I really, really would love to get you to a punk hardcore show. Like, I really want to just break that experience into you. There's still time. I just hope. But you know, it's okay either way.
You know, the most surprising thing about Scream, it's just how, so when did the first one come out?
1996. Yes,
I can't believe they went from 1996 to 2023. You know how long they've been doing this series?
Yes.
That is so impressive.
What's more impressive for me, and I just wrote a paper on this in school, is how the fifth one, specifically for me, brought back all the nostalgia and fun and twists and everything that the first one did and has rejuvenated the series. I mean, I think all six of them are great in their own ways, and obviously I have, you know, certain ones like the original or the fifth one where I put them definitely at the top. But it's just so interesting to me that, like, it had the ability to recapture. I can only hope, despite everything going on, and respect to everyone involved, you know. But I really hope Scream 7 is an opportunity to just really, really bring the franchise together, you know, in a really wholesome way. Yet to be determined, but I'm sure it'll be okay. But Spider-Man, really, really, really excited for that. You actually really got me thinking about that, because I do think that, like, that is the best animation I've ever seen in my life. And out of 33 years of, on Earth, I haven't seen anything come close to that.
I know this is, like, a long time ago, like 2 years ago, but I don't know why. Just because you're thinking of a movie reminds me when we watched Mortal Kombat. And because I was talking about the Mortal Kombat
game. And I actually have to say that, like, I've seen, there's three of them. Three movies, and the original is good, and the sequel is, so-so. And then they do this one, kind of reboot it and everything, and it's probably the best one. It's crazy, man.
I love how Sub-Zero and Scorpion, right?
Yes.
But it's just the best part.
Yeah, it's definitely a better fight than the original, but, I mean, to me, it's just, that's the thing, man. Like, they did really well with that. And then, like, I wasn't a fan of the last one, but I love Jurassic World. I think Jurassic World is right up there with the original. I mean, and that's the first one you saw, and they did really well with that. And a movie that you haven't seen yet, I don't see it being too bad, but probably one of the scariest slashers I've ever seen is The Strangers. And they have, the sequel was terrible in my opinion, but the original was great. And now they have kind of like a requel, kind of like what Scream did, like a requel, but maybe a reboot. Like, I don't know what they're gonna do. It's coming out in a couple weeks. I'm gonna go catch it, of course. And I'm just like, oh, I hope you don't mess up something so sacred as the original, because they've already messed it up with the sequel that they did. So I hope that you bring it back. It's kind of like Candyman. Like, the newer Candyman was probably the best one since the original, if not a little bit better. And it's like, you did really, really well. But it's just one of those things where, like, you hope if they bring something back, they do it in a really cool way. But I got something exciting for you. The new Alien movie is taking place between the original.
Another Alien?
Yeah.
Like the Predators versus
aliens. No, not that. Not that. But that Alien. But not. Ooh. But like.
Not
so,
the Predators.
No. But. And Prey is probably one of my favorite entries in Predator. Prey was incredible. If you haven't watched it, you're definitely watching it.
Me and my brother loved Aliens. It was our favorite.
Right, but the second Alien from 79, 80, it was a long time ago. But the second Aliens, better than the original, my favorite of that franchise. And I am excited that they have this movie taking place between the first Alien movie and the second. These are events that happen in between those two movies. Super excited. Because that's how you, I think that's how you bring back something in that way. Something so iconic. They actually just did it with Saw 10. And me and Josh were talking about this when we saw it. Probably one of the better ones for a 10th entry, probably one of the better Saws since like the first two. And it's like, wow. And what they did is, here's events that were happening between one and two, just so we could fill in some gaps and explain some character development. And it worked, in my opinion. So it's like, I hope that's what they do with this, because Alien and Aliens are iconic films, and it would be really cool to put something, especially because I feel like it's a franchise that kind of went off the rails. It's kind of like how I feel about Halloween. Like, the original is so iconic, and I did enjoy the first of this trilogy they just did. But the way they ended it and where it went was like, oh my. It was terrible. And it's like The Exorcist. They just did another one with that, and it was terrible. And it was terrible in comparison to the original. It's like, I just hope that the better side of things comes from some of the franchises putting something new in, you know. But that's not here nor there. Another film I'm super excited for next year, Batman 2. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. But, besides Batman, I'm actually really excited for that. But, remember how you were talking about Jurassic World?
Yes.
It was a couple minutes ago, but,
yeah.
I don't know if there's going to be a new one now, but there's just, like, theories on it. And if they do, I'm just really excited for it because that has been one of my favorite, top favorite movies of all time. I just grew up with dinosaurs.
Wait, hold up. Let's have something fun. Let's do something fun because we just did this and you just said it's one of your favorites. Why don't you make it simple for you so you don't have to do too much thinking? But could you name your top five favorite films all time?
Top five.
Because we did a top 10, but I'm going to give you a top five.
It might be changeable, but I'm sorry, Scream 1, but you're in second place.
Okay. First. Well, it doesn't matter
Jurassic
what order.
World, Jurassic the first World. One. The first one is no. My favorite.
Well, no, Jurassic World is the first one you saw. It's the fourth one. But okay, so Jurassic World.
The fourth one, I guess.
Yep.
I said the first one. But, like, it's the one with the Indominus Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Indominus Rex is my favorite.
Oh, dude, it was probably the best dinosaur fight I've ever seen.
the Mosasaurus at the end was just funny.
It was incredible. So, Jurassic World and Scream.
First, Scream. Third, maybe. This is actually really hard, so. Fourth might be Seventh.
Okay, so.
It's pretty good, but, like, not too scary.
Right. So, you have Jurassic World, Scream, Seven, but that would be in fourth. So, your third pick
would be Batman.
The one we just saw or the one with Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger.
Okay. So,
he was the best Joker. I'm sorry. No one's beating him.
Ever.
The Joker.
No,
and
I mean, that's pretty unanimous.
I'm sorry, but the Joker in the new one, he's terrible. I'm sorry. He does not have the right hair. Heath Ledger had the perfect hair for
him. Oh, he was great in the role. And I will say that the one that they're hinting at in the newer Batman is actually a really good actor. But I haven't seen anyone come close, obviously, to Heath Ledger. It's a masterpiece of a role. So we got Dark Knight in third. Great pick. And then Seven.
Is in fourth. Fifth? I'm not really sure. Probably, if I had to choose, probably Black Panther, because it was really good, but, like, there wasn't, like, much plot to it. Not too much.
There was an incredible plot to it.
It was just all about
I think you fighting. Just have to see it again, because you were a kid,
yeah,
and it's
it
just
again.
A lot of fighting and visual. One. Yeah, well, of course. Those are actually really good picks, man.
The second one,
it was okay. It just wasn't the same.
It wasn't as good as first, because...
Well, the passing, of course.
I miss him.
Yeah, of course.
The passing.
Yeah,
R.
of course.
He
yeah.
Was a
Rest
baby.
In peace, my man, Chad. But, yes, I do think those are really good picks. Actually, I think three of them were on my top. I had Scream 7 and The Dark Knight. I didn't have Black Panther, but it might have been an honorable mention. Or it was considered an honorable mention. When I was doing it, and I would have to say that Jurassic World is my personal favorite of the entire series, even above the original, because of the iconic fight at the end of that movie.
See,
alone,
Jurassic Park is good, like the series.
It's great.
Good.
It's great.
It's just
for the most.
Since it was like the first. Dinosaur movie. Probably not the first dinosaur movie.
No, I know what you're saying. It's the first thing you saw and it just made you fall in love with those movies. Like, that is why Seven, for me, is my favorite film because it was the first introduction to horror, which, you know, it's still a horror in its own right. It's more on the thrilling psychological side, but it's still a horror. And my grandfather showed it to me. So much like how I showed you. Right. So just like how, you know, I got you into the Jurassic World series with Jurassic World and, you know, the Jurassic Park series or cartoons that I've gotten you into, like Rocket Power and Rocko's Modern Life, Garfield, those things. It's very similar. Like, you're going to have a special place for that. So that's really cool. But yeah, so.
Question for you.
What's up?
What are your top three favorite dinosaurs? It could be Mosasaurus, I don't care.
Oh, that's pretty, Raptor. Raptor is going to be my, well, I mean, just in general, Raptors. But yeah, Blue was cool. And then I would have to say a T-Rex, because, I mean, it's just OG. The king, OG. And then I'm actually a big fan of the pterodactyls. I really, really like them. But as far as the films, those are my three favorite dinosaurs. But the film series would probably be the Adonimus Rex, the T-Rex, and a tie between the Raptors and the Spinosaurus.
Ooh, Spinosaurus.
I wasn't a big fan of the third film overall, but I really enjoyed the Spinosaurus. I would love to see more of that. I actually was thinking how, you know, the Tyrannosaurus Rex with the help of the Mosasaurus is able to beat the Adonimus Rex, but I kept thinking to myself, the Spinosaurus was the OG of everything prior to that, because it took down the T-Rex, and it's a bigger dinosaur, and it's stronger. And I just kept thinking, what if the Adonimus Rex and the Spinosaurus got the battle? How crazy that would have been. But you never know. You know, maybe it'll be in a new one.
My first favorite dinosaur would be the Indominus Rex. I already said this. Second would probably be the Mosasaurus as an ocean dino. Third would be probably Spinosaurus. I have a couple others. Fourth, this was my OG / favorite dinosaur before I liked the Indominus Rex. It was the, I forget what it's called, but, like, it was a dinosaur with a shield. It had spikes, and then its tail was, like, a rock shape.
I know what you're talking about from The Lost World. I just can't think. Stegosaurus, maybe? I'm not too sure. Those are good picks, though.
I think third would be the Therizinosaurus. Therizinosaurus.
Alright.
Kind of sounds like it would be from the Arizona, I think. Yeah. Just because it has Therizorna or whatever.
Yeah, that is, wow, those are good series. We should watch them again. I like five of them. I just really was not a fan of the last one. I didn't like the plot or anything that was happening. I thought it ended on a really sour note, but I do have a lot of love for the series overall. But yeah, I mean, anything else you got going on?
Not really, just having fun. Yeah. Letting the flow have the flow.
Yeah, I think you should get back into drawing, but that's just me.
It's hard. It takes a while. Practice.
It does, but if there's anything I could teach you, practice makes perfect, and when you have a talent that you very much do in drawing, the repetitive motion of doing it opens up so many possibilities, and that is what I would encourage for you. But something to leave you on, we have after this...
Let's play Batman.
Now, actually, I got to get ready for the Sixers game. But I do want to say that we have five more episodes after this, which includes the finale of season 2, which I'll have you on as a wrap-up of everything we've done in season 2. But if you want to think about it, it'd be interesting to hear what you would like to see out of season 3 and where you want to see that go. This is so much fun. I would like to get you in on more episodes. I think one thing that I could spoil going into the season finale when we get to it is how I can get more episodes with you. Like how I can think of content that allows us to have these kinds of discussions, because I had no idea how great this was going to be. So I definitely want to do that. But With that being said, guys, this has been a fantastic episode. This is for the people, by the people, a father and son discussing our life here at the Philly Pat Project, what things we enjoy, and some cool stuff that we just like talking about. That's why we're here. So, with that being said, incredible episode, little man. I love you.
Little man is funny.
I appreciate you. I love you and your silly hair. But anyway, with that being said, this is Philly Pat signing off. See you guys.
Bye.